This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like I said. Please visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be talking a lot about New California State, all the things that are going on, just tons of things happening in New California and the rise of New California. And I'll tell you, we have just such a busy, busy agenda, a busy schedule going on. In the next several months, we're going to be talking about that and give you sort of a rundown, because we have a lot of different things happening, and you want to get yourself all literally geared up for what's going to be happening in your counties here in California and also throughout the nation. Those of you that have are expats from California, you might want to give a New California a better look and also get on board. If you want to return back your old counties or whatever, we have county committees available for you to get involved in. What you need to do is you need to go to newcaliforniastate.com and newcaliforniastate.com, that's the website, and then right there in the front it says volunteers. Click on the volunteers. There's a sign-up genius, and you just fill out the information that's requested there, and we'll get in touch with you. We send you, get you on the notification finder that we have, and you get all the emails and everything else that come right out from our website. So it's updated every single day, many times a day sometimes. So we got to rock and roll. We got our counties getting up and running and organized, and we're having, a wonderful time. Anyway, so just remember that website. Also, you can call in. Our phone lines are open, 215-867-8255, and you can talk about just about anything. A lot of things going on, of course, with Donald Trump. The fallout still, we're still reporting the fallout. We think it's very significant, the State of the Union he put out the other day. It absolutely, and of course, the numbers are rising for him vis-a-vis, now we're talking about his numbers, polling numbers starting to go up. There's going to be more and more and more, I think, information coming out about the polling numbers and about all the things that are happening with Donald Trump. I think he's really started to put the it's clear that the Democrats are on the defensive. Of course, you got the border issue. Will there be a shutdown on the 15th? It doesn't look like it. At least they're starting to cooperate a little bit. But I don't see Nancy Pelosi right now anyway. I don't see her coming around to anything. I just don't. I just think she just has a different agenda from everybody else, and I think that that's pretty obvious. Anyway, a lot of things happening, of course, with, I guess you would say, the analog to California, and that is Venezuela. the collapse of it. You want to see what California is going to look like in 3 or 4 years. And this is why I say I think it was really significant that he focused on a couple of things that were very, very important. One of them, of course, socialism. What's going on in socialism? Definitely a big problem, right? Now, we're looking at the Drudge Report, and this just now popped up. I went to it because why? It's a shining object. Comes across my... This is the Washington Examiner reporting. This just came out this morning. Why I didn't see this before, but I think this is kind of old. Well, maybe I didn't report it earlier. I probably didn't. I didn't, but it came out this morning, early this morning. So House and Senate negotiators are closing in on a possible border security agreement that would fund new technology, additional border patrol agents, and likely some kind of fencing in certain areas along the southern border. Okay, there's no mention of a wall in the deal per orders of Democratic leaders who vehemently oppose it. But President Trump seems to be more flexible to whatever the deal entails. Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby, Republican of Alabama, divulged to lawmakers in a private lunch Thursday. I gave a report on meeting with the president, and I thought things were on the positive trajectory as far as maybe concluding the funding, Shelby said. But we are not there yet. Shelby said Thursday afternoon that the next 72 hours would be critical if Democrats and Republicans are to reach a long-sought deal on border security that would also allow passage of 7 spending bills and ensure the full government funding by February 15th deadline. We've got serious negotiations going on, Shelby said. The main sticking point is how much money to provide the border barriers and what those barriers will look like. Oh, God. Yeah, they're not interested in barriers. They're not, you know, they're interested in flooding us with illegal foreign nationals and participating in the invasion, right? Democrats appear to be willing to agree to funding for some new fencing in targeted areas, as well as upgrades to existing barriers, they told the Washington Examiner. Well, see, I think people have been pounding on the fact that Nancy Pelosi already has a big wall in California. Right, the hypocrite that she is. But this is all just posturing. Shelby said the accord would include a three-pronged approach to border security based on a classified briefing provided by border security officials to the negotiators this week. It would include more money for technology to improve port security, through which most illegal drugs are transported, additional border security personnel, and barriers. Technology is very important. Ports of entry, manpower is very important, Shelby said, but without barriers, none of it will work. We are talking about a comprehensive approach. Shelby said negotiators need to complete work by Monday in order to provide any legislative deal. A temporary government funding bill Trump signed in order to provide time for negotiators to work out the deal runs out Friday, next Friday. Republicans are in no mood for a second shutdown. If Trump refuses to sign the deal, he risks abandonment by the GOP, who could override a veto. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Everybody wants to avoid that, Shelby said. The president indicated he wants to avoid that. He wants us to do the job. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Isn't that interesting? I don't think that they're going to get it. Well, we'll see what the deal works out to be. I don't think it's going to play out like they say here. I think the president has the upper hand going into this, and clearly the upper hand was delivered on Tuesday night at the State of the Union address. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, MyPillow. Code word is agenda. 800-266-4715. And the code word is agenda. Get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. We'll be right back.
Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
A check.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burn down the house. That's what we're doing. Gen 21 Radio. No violence. No violence, please. No. We don't do violence around here. Just don't do it. Don't need to. 215-867-8255 is the call-in line. It's 215-867-8255. Lots of things going on, like we said here on Gen 21 Ready. Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, the key thing is what is really going on as far as New California, which is what we're going to be talking about here in just a few minutes in New California. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com, all the things that are going on there. Just amazing, some of the things we have going on there. I want to talk a little bit about New York. You New Yorkers out there, there's people that keep calling me about forming this new state business in New York. New State, yeah. New Amsterdam, that's been a name that's been mentioned to me. And I don't know what other names are out there. In other words, people have figured out this thing about Reynolds versus Sims, the court decision in 1964. Boy, amazing. A lot of progressive things going on about court decisions in 1964 really impacted the nation, got rid of the little federal model, Reynolds versus Sims. In fact, it was kind of interesting. They featured us in Epoch Times, the Epoch Times, a week ago, about the fact that we're taking on Reynolds versus Sims, New California State is. We're the answer to Reynolds versus Sims, which is kind of interesting. And we are. I absolutely believe that New California and any other new movement that follows what we're doing is the answer to getting rid of Reynolds versus Sims. No court cases, please. That's just not going to work for you. No court cases for you, as we infamously say, will work. But this notion of creating a new state will work. It's pretty obvious that it's going to work and work quite well. Okay, so New York. It's kind of like unique New York. Now, you say that 10 times as quickly as possible. New York. So this is, how do you say New York? New York. New York. It kind of has a little ring to it. I guess it does. So they say, anyway. I guess it says it. New York. How does that all work when you have New York? Well, you know, it's kind of interesting in the New Yorker aspect of things and how this whole thing plays out for a brand new New York and all the things that are supposed to happen with it. But there's a proposition, apparently, something like that, going forward with all the things happening in New York that would allow for the state to grant individuals coming together, I guess, to have a plan to go to Congress to recreate or create New York, a new New York. It's kind of they have a proposition embedded in their constitution. They're a little bit different, I guess you would say, than most states about forming new states. The California state constitution provides for new states to be formed, just very similar to the U.S. Constitution. And all of the states are pretty much the same, except New York. If you want to form a new state, you have to kind of go through a certain statewide process. I'm not real clear on the whole thing. But it's sort of stymies, if you will, the process of forming a new state. At least I think it is. People would think it does. They think that it would stymie Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. And I do not believe that is the case. Now, in this article written by James Groh of ABC News, it says, a New York lawmaker has introduced a referendum that would divide the state of New York into two. Now, just that on the surface right there raises red flags with me, because federal law does not say that. But what is the referendum? What is the content? To be specific, what is the content of the referendum is important here. All right. Assemblyman Steve Hawley, who represents parts of Genesee, Orleans, and Monroe counties in the western part of the state, wants to divide New York in two. It has become abundantly clear in recent years that the New York City voting bloc has forgotten upstate and is imposing the radical left-wing agenda on all of us, whether we like it or not, Hawley said in a letter to Assembly Speaker Carl Hasty on January 29th. In addition, Hawley said the distribution of funds isn't fair either. What? What? The socialist state of New York, they're not redistributing funds equally? Shocking. I'm shocked. Well, they don't do that in California either. Another shocker, right? No. It's the cronies who get it all, right? Tax, and then steal. That's what they do out here in California. They just don't give you the money back. You know, when you get taxed and you're in government or you're trying to do something with the government, you expect to get paid and do your job, and they don't. The state, who controls all the money, doesn't give you the money, or only gives you part of the money. And you should feel good about that. I thought there was equal distribution. I thought socialism was so great there was equal distribution. No money for you. That is the way it works. Come on, you silly fools. You know more than that. You know better than that. So it says, Ben. Says, and the distribution of funds isn't fair either, Holly said. I think there's an inordinate amount of money that goes downstate. Because, you know, there's New York. For those of you that don't understand the geography here, look at a map of New York. And you'll find that there's this very long island. Manhattan. It's a long island. Well, that's where everybody lives, right? Kind of like in Los Angeles. Everybody lives in Los Angeles. All 12 to 14 million people. Now, interesting. So you all that whole part of New York's a big state. And the rest of it's all rural, kind of like California. You take a look at California and you realize, wait a minute, when you include the rural areas of heavily populated counties, even Los Angeles, there's a lot of land there. The northern tier of Los Angeles is huge. That's why it's called LA Rural, because we've got Los Angeles County involved with New California, but L.A. rural, though. We're not taking the city centers, the urbanized part of L.A., which is about anywhere from 12 to 13, 14 million people. Get it? Now, if you take a look at Manhattan, it's the same way. That's where all the population is clustered there in a small group, small area. And the rest of New York is huge. It's rural. So 85% of California is rural, actually, when you take a look at the counties and you throw out the heavily populated areas, you're left with about 85% of the land mass of the great state of California is rural, and that's now New California. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at. And that's what they're struggling with in Illinois. Where does most of the population live in Illinois? They live in Chicago. It says, Holly wants there to be a vote among New Yorkers to gauge support or lack of support for this initiative. So in other words, he's not going to form the county committees yet. He wants an initiative to see support. I'd say get an opinion poll, forget the initiative, and set up your county committees. You've got more county committees to form than they have in Manhattan. Remember that in upstate New York. Food for thought. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, so we're looking at this letter. Letter to the Speaker. This is from member of the Assembly, Stephen Hawley. The Assembly, State of New York, Albany. Stephen Hawley, Deputy Minority Leader. Obviously, he's a Republican. Right? I mean, it's got to be a Republican. So this is what we have here. This is the letter as he has written it. And so it gives us a little bit, because there's some constitutional issues. I shouldn't say issues, just what they've written in the Constitution there in New York. And it's kind of interesting what he's got here is a letter. It says, Speaker Carl Hastie, New York State Assembly. I start talking New York. Anyway, New Yorkish. Speaker Hastie, I am respectfully requesting you to help facilitate reporting my legislation A-1687 out of the Local Governments Committee onto the floor for a vote. A-1687 would provide for a non-binding referendum on the question, should New York be divided into two states? To ascertain from our constituents their thoughts on the division of New York into two separate states. This bill would help us and our citizens to gauge the support or lack of support for this initiative. I have received a myriad of contacts on this issue, especially in light of the measures that have been jettisoned through the legislature in the past 2 weeks. Many believe we have two New Yorks. Thank you for your time and consideration. Sincerely, Stephen Holly, member of the Assembly, 139th AD. Assembly District 8, that's what that means. Okay, so that's where that's at. Now, I see, in here in California, we just have an opinion poll. Right, I mean, that's really, in fact, in the early days of New California, the real consideration is, should we do an opinion poll? And the answer is absolutely yes. But then, all of a sudden, we declared independence, and we got the opinion poll. We heard it loud and clear. People are interested and want this whole thing to happen. So, you know, it was pretty obvious after the data that we looked at. We had it. We didn't have to spend, you know, $1 million on an opinion poll, which we don't have, of course. We welcome the $1 million. And we've been doing quite fine with the funds we have so far. But, you know, we need more. Trust me, we're growing now. You know, we're now ready for the next couple of levels going forward. So this is the point that I'm trying to make, that apparently, and what I need to do is I'll just do a quick little survey for everybody in New York, because I know we've got a lot of listeners in New York, in particular Albany, New York, and I know you're listening because you're sending me right now text messages. I'm outing you. And we're getting some kind of funny ones. One of our assembly members here in Orange County texted me, says, here are some recommendations for our friends on the East Coast. This is for names now. This is for the name of the state. Newest York or Newer York. Or, you know, there's the old New Amsterdam business, right? Which I've gotten mixed messages from those of you. When we do the Sunday Slam and you guys text message about these kind of things, and you're saying, what should the state be? And I mentioned, you know, I've mentioned in the past New Amsterdam. And they go, no, we don't like that. So I'm going, yeah, we like it. So we're not going to run it. So anyway, that's going to be the name. Newer or newest New York. But just to give you guys some friendly little situations. Okay, so I'm going to do a map of counties for New York. Now, I'm going to show you something so that you guys get it out there. Okay, and you understand there's something that you're not really doing that you should be doing. Okay, you're not using the power that you have. Let's see if I can get the map. It's now a white screen. Great. Here we go. All right, here comes the maps of New York. And I don't know how many counties there are. I really don't. But I can tell you right now by just looking at this map, there's a lot of counties in upstate New York, okay? I don't know how many counties there are. I should have, you know, show prep would have eliminated this problem. Didn't do the show prep, but I'm doing it now. How does that grab you? Okay, so we've got a map here of New York. Travelers Finders, whatever that is. It's a map company, apparently. And it shows what's going on in New York. Shows you the counties. And they're nice, big counties, right? Okay. So I'm counting so far 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44. I'm going to say, okay, at least 50 counties in upstate New York, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, looks like 6. Let's give them 7 in the Manhattan region, okay? And that's where the heavy population is, and that's where all the representation is, based upon Reynolds versus Sims. Because senators represent populations, not area. Now, this is how you bust it out. You got to bust a move. Of the counties that are there, I got to get a number here because it's bad. This would be bad if I didn't give you the right number. The numbers of counties in New York. Okay, so I'm going to do numbers of counties in New York. the number of counties. Map the number of counties. So I get a number for you. So you understand. This is really important to get this. The numbers of counties of New York. All right. I know, I'm getting a text message. No, that's not it. List of counties in New York. Wikipedia. Ah! Wikipedia. So we'll give you a number, and I want you to know something. This is where you have strength in numbers. There are 62 counties in the state of New York. The original 12 counties were created immediately after the British takeover of the Dutch colony of New Amsterdam. That's where that name comes from, although two of these counties have since been abolished. The most recent county formation in New York was in 1914 when Bronx County was created from portions of New York City that had been annexed by Westchester County in the late 19th century and added to New York County. New York's counties are named after a variety of native words, British provinces, counties, cities, and royalty. Early American statesmen and military personnel, and New York State politicians.
Mm-hmm.
The FIPS County Code is for the five-digit Federal Information Processing Standard Code, which uniquely identifies counties and county equivalents in the United States. The three-digit number. Getting into that. Okay, so you've got 62 counties, and I'm going to give 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to give 7 of these counties, all right? I'm going to give 7 of these counties. Let's make it 6. I can't. I'm looking at the number 6. So you got 55 or 56 counties. We'll leave it there. In greater New York. Okay, now listen. Do some math. 56 versus 6 counties. Don't count the populations. You see, the Reynolds versus Sims counts populations, but your 10th Amendment counts counties. The little federal model, which is what you were conceived under as a state, says you're supposed to have one senator per county. You're supposed to have 56 senators. Versus their 6. Now, I want you to think about that during the break. When we come back, I'll explain it some more. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Here we go. So 56 counties in New York versus 6 in lower New York. You need county committees. That's the way it's set up. You know, the states that have gotten the new states from pre-existing states had county committees. And that's where you have your strength and your power in your own county committees. The founding fathers set up the big federal model based upon area, that senators would be responsible for area and all the things that are contained in that, including the population. See, population and people get their representation from, well, assembly members in New York and California, they're called assembly, but it's the same thing as the House of Representatives for the federal model. Reynolds versus Sims did away with that. One man, one vote meant that senators should be responsible for populations. Well, that's just not the federal model. And that destroys the Republican form of governance, which is not what the founding fathers wanted at all. So if you're going to make a new state, you're going to have to make that argument. You're going to have to make the argument for what the founding fathers wanted. And that is, they wanted the counties, the basic government unit of the United States is the county. And some can argue that the city is it. It's not. It's the county. Cities are found within counties, right? And there should be a senator for the basic fundamental county unit in every state. That's the argument that they used. And that's why states went to the, quote, little federal model, giving senators, sometimes combining, you know, some counties were smaller or whatever, with one. That happened in California when California was first formed. But every county had a senator. That's the fundamental. And you have the options now to develop in your own counties the fundamental unit, in your own counties representation to take forward to plead your case. Now, when you walk in with 56 county units versus 6 county units from the other side, it's an overwhelming level of representation. That's my point. And your argument there in New York is very well taken. There's no representation there. Now, I suspect that what's going to happen is California, the new California, is going to have to make this pitch first and then prevail, which we will, which will make it a lot easier for New York. But you guys, if you're going to run, and I'm not sure if it's part of your constitution where you have to do this first, run this, I call it an opinion survey, or not. I'd have to look a little bit more into it. And I have talked to some of you that have called, and they've tried to explain this. They're not even too sure about this either. But based upon the letter that I was just reading here from the representative, Holly, I don't see anything unconstitutional or anything that might bring something about in a negative fashion there. I just don't see that. I think that you're basically good to go as far as that's all concerned. But where you have to plead your case for a new state, you're going to still have to come up with the basic units of your county organization and have them organized and then make the pleading to the assembly members and also to the state senators that are there. And then get your approval and go on to the next level, which, of course, is to the United States Congress, which will have to repeat basically what you're doing there and still keep those county units together and representatives together. You know, and all that. There's a whole bunch of things that go into this whole process, and I'm not going to tell you because it's top secret. But it's you know, as you go into the process, you understand it more and more. But I think that what's going to happen there is there's going to be some sort of financial calamity that's going to spawn this your state movement. And I think you're in a fairly good position right now. And I'm going to be talking to members of New York over the weekend who've asked to talk to me. And I'm more than happy to talk. As you know, I'm more than happy to talk to them. But there's also another thing that comes up. It's called turnip talk. It's turnip time. You know, turnips. Man, turnips are good for you. They really are good health food. In fact, since my cancer surgery and everything, I eat a lot of turnips. And it's true, you cannot squeeze blood out of a turnip. You just can't do it. So Chris Street wrote an article that just came out today, I think. We kind of have the lead on this one. I wonder where it is. I don't have it here. But I do have it. In New California. Oh, I hate it when this happens. And it's all about what's going on with the economic downturn of what? Illinois. Moody's warns Illinois raising taxes causes rich to leave the state. What? Yeah. It says Moody's Investor Service warned Illinois' Democratic governors that his plan, the Democratic governor's plan, listen to this. When Moody doesn't give a warning like this, unless there's some impending doom, that his plan to more than double income taxes on the rich could create a bigger state deficit if they leave. Shocking. Democratic J.B. Pritzker successfully ran for governor of Illinois on a campaign that it was not impossible for a state with a $7 billion payment backlog to 91,000 vendors and the worst credit rating in the nation to cut taxes while implementing a $15 minimum wage, expanding education and health care, and still create more jobs. I think, hello, Illinois. Do we have a problem with Illinois already having the second highest effective property tax rate and the fifth highest average sales tax? Pritzker was expected on February 20th to ask both Democratic-controlled houses of the state legislature to dump a 3.75% flat rate tax for a progressive fair tax that would be more than double the state income tax. Yikes. Pritzker's social justice allies claim fair tax regime would allow for 61,000 more students to enroll in schools, yada, yada, yada. We come back from the break. More.
SOS. To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Well, you know, this kind of interesting little story here going on that Chris had about basically squeezing blood out of a turnip. Moody's warns Illinois raising taxes causes rich to leave. Moody's doesn't like that because, you know, they got a great deal of risk, you know, if they rate, you know, certain bond ratings to Illinois and other states. And so they're warning them, you know, hey, you don't want to do this tax business because that's very problematic. Here's the problem. Not only does Illinois, did he decide to raise taxes and so on to pay for all of his, you know, progressive notions such as, you know, more schooling for kids and more opportunities for meals for child care and for senior meals and child care and things like that and beds for domestic violence victims. Moody's latest credit analyst agreed that Illinois' public pension plan is 60% unfunded with a liability of $234 billion. They also warned that the high taxes and anti-business regulations already causing Illinois to suffer the nation's third highest out-migration, of course, California being number one, risks and meaningful acceleration of the rich leaving for low-tax states. Well, and you know, the other problem is, of course, California's got the same issue. But now listen to this. For you in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo revealed on Friday that New York's income tax revenue suffered $2.3 billion shortfall last year due to wealthy residents fleeing to low-tax states. Sounds like California to me. Well, you see, California, just in 1 month, in December, suffered a shortfall of $4.8 billion. Why? Because of this outflow. See, birds of a feather flock together. Get it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. Get all the information about New California State right there. Click on volunteer and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.